Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to Season 5 of The Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom, where we talk with enterprise and technology platform leaders about the people, processes, and platforms that make marketing and customer experience successful, scalable, and sustainable. This is what creates an agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advisor and consultant for Fortune 1000 marketing and CX leaders and teams as principal and chief strategist at GK5A and best-selling author, keynote speaker, entrepreneur, and Agile certified coach. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full-stack technology services, talent services, and real-world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. To sign up for the Agile Brand newsletter and get the latest insights and articles on marketing technology and CX, or to purchase a copy of my latest book, House of the Customer, go to gregkilstrom.com. You can also find all my books on Amazon and other retailers. And now on to the show. The state of customer experience is continually changing as brands increasingly compete based on the experience they can deliver to their customers across channels and across the customer journey. The winners in this race gain new customers through reputation and word of mouth, retain existing customers through loyalty and increased customer lifetime, and those who struggle to keep up can sometimes face an ever-widening gap in experience maturity. Genesys, a leading provider of customer experience and call center technology platforms, recently released its State of CX 2023 report. And today I'm going to discuss some of the most striking findings with one of its contributors. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Ginger Conlon, Thought Leadership Director and Customer Experience Advocate at Genesys. Ginger, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Greg. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about this with you. Why don't we start, though, by you giving a little background on yourself, as well as a little bit about what Genesys provides to its customers?
Absolutely. Well, I've been educating customer experience and marketing professionals on strategies, trends, and technologies as a journalist and a speaker for about 3 decades. I've served as chief editor of several industry publications and was a founding board member of Customer Experience Professionals Association. And very fun, I was recently cited by Customer Experience Magazine as a number one industry influencer in CX.
Nice, congrats.
Yeah, thank you. Well, currently I serve as thought leadership director at Genesys, and our team provides research-led in-depth reports on customer experience and employee experience, as well as related content such as blogs, live stream show, and a podcast. Now, Genesys, as you said, Greg, is a leading provider of CX technology. Every year, Genesys orchestrates billions of remarkable customer employee experiences that build trust and loyalty for organizations in more than 100 countries. And what makes those experiences remarkable, and we're going to talk a little bit about these things today, is that they're proactive, personalized, and connected across the end-to-end customer journey, within the contact center and beyond, across marketing, sales, and service interactions on any channel.
Great, great. Well, yeah, so we're gonna talk a lot about all of that. So we're going to address 3 points of the many great ones that the Genesys State of CX 2023 report touches on. So we're going to start by defining what good CX is from the perspective of the consumers surveyed for the report. So according to the consumers, the top 3 responses for what good CX is were, first, fast response with about 55%. Second was first interaction resolution, which with about 51% responding. And the third was professionalism and friendliness at about 40%. So the first two of those, to me, speak to the need for speed and quick resolutions. How do you interpret those results?
I wholeheartedly agree with that. Customers want the companies that they do business with to respect their time and understand their needs, as well as have the information on hand and the ability to resolve their issues and answer their questions quickly and completely. And we like to call that basically empathy, right? The consumers are looking for empathy. They're looking for organizations to put themselves in their customers' shoes.
Yeah, yeah. So channel adoption is one way that businesses can improve and keep up with changing consumer preferences because they're always evolving. What did you see in the report about how businesses are evolving in their adoption of new or maybe additional channels for customer support and service?
So I'll start on the consumer side. Consumers are increasing their use of all digital channels, and organizations, they're doing their very best to try and keep pace. So along with your standards, you know, voice, email, chatbots, and the like, consumers can conduct their service interactions even on virtual home assistants, with more than 10% of consumers actually having done that last year. And on the other side, CX leaders are developing strategies for engaging their consumers in the metaverse, right? So it's really kind of everything that you can imagine. Yeah. On the other hand, what we're seeing is satisfaction isn't as high as it could be. Although consumers are saying in general that customer service has improved, if you dig down at the channel level, satisfaction has dropped in nearly every channel except for voice. So organizations have a huge opportunity to win over customers by improving that channel performance.
So what are some other ways that businesses can improve their CX in some of those areas that are top of mind to consumers? What are some of the things they can focus on?
Well, one thing is experience orchestration. And what I mean by that is, yes, you need to focus on channel performance, but don't do that in a vacuum, you know, just one channel. Look at it across the full journey. So you're improving that end-to-end experience, making them more relevant and more seamless for the consumer. Now, one of the challenges that CX leaders called out in the report that they have in delivering these end-to-end connected experiences is lack of carryover of context from one channel to the next. So what these CX leaders need to do really is build bridges using connected technology and data.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk now about the impact of poor customer experience or poor customer service, which can have a dramatic impact on customer retention and churn. According to the survey and in the report, 1 in 10 consumers would switch a provider or company after just one negative service interaction, and nearly 80% total would switch if experiencing up to 5. So how can businesses mitigate some of the impacts of this? Surely no business or the people within them is perfect, but with consumers that have the ability to switch so easily and to choose from so many options, what can a business do to set themselves apart when something goes wrong?
Well, when you get the basics right most of the time, people are far more likely to be forgiving when something goes wrong. Companies are looking to surprise and delight. They're looking to do all these big things. And yes, we want to do that experience orchestration and get that full end-to-end journey happening for consumers to make the whole experience even that much better. You have to dial it back and make sure that the basics underneath are there before you start piling on and doing all of the other things. And so to get the basics right, CX leaders can use data from customer interactions to see what's working and what isn't. And that data can come from speech and text analytics, journey analytics, customer behaviors. And then if you have real-time data and journey optimization technologies, you can optimize in the moment. So you're fixing the situation not only for that customer having that issue at that moment, but for all the customers that come after that one. So having a CX platform that enables you to connect data across channels, to get insights to your agents when they need them, and to map and assess that full customer journey, that will help ensure that any changes that you make are positive from end to end. And I just tell a quick story on that.
Yeah.
One company that one of my colleagues spoke with was saying that they were trying to improve their call duration, like reduce call duration in the contact center. And so they did a couple of things. And that helped. But what happened in the meantime was this was a telecommunications internet company. They wound up increasing their truck rolls for service technicians to go to people's homes, which is way more expensive than phone right. calls, where they could have handled something, you know, over the phone or share screen or what have you. And so because they didn't look at that end-to-end journey and considering what would happen when they made this one change, they wound up costing themselves a lot of money. They fortunately, they caught it pretty quickly and dialed it back, but it just shows that you need to think holistically.
Before we continue, let's take a quick break. If you're like many marketing leaders today, you're inundated with a need to improve the customer experience across an increasing number of channels and touch points, all while ensuring your team is performing well, innovating, and continuously improving. So how do you find the time to determine what's next for you, your team, your brand, and your customers? My company, GK5A, can help. Whether it is advisory services, evaluation of marketing technology platforms and solutions, or digital agencies and implementation partners, or assistance with creating strategic roadmaps and prioritization of efforts, we've done it all and served as an ally to Fortune 1000 brands and industries like financial services, healthcare, consumer electronics, professional services, and more. You can learn more about these services and contact us at www.gk5a. That's www.gk5a.com. Now let's get back to the show.
You know, you kind of answered this already, but, you know, I wanted to kind of build on that. I mean, how important is this cross-channel or omni-channel component when thinking about poor customer experiences? So, you know, is it possible some of these companies, kind of like the one you just mentioned, you know, are investing a lot in maybe one or two channels, but their customers are on several and channel switching, you know, to boot?
Well, you definitely want to prioritize that sweet spot of what works for your customers and what works for your company. But that said, you want to be where your customers are as much as you can. So now, taking a look at the results of State of CX, only 13% of organizations say they're delivering that true omnichannel experience where channels, data, and systems are connected. This is like a journey that companies are going to be on for quite some time. Okay. So like I said, it's great to be multi-channel and be where your customers are. But if those channels are siloed, it can make for that poor experience like we just talked about.
Yeah.
Now, on the other side, a couple of fun, not fun stats, if you'll see what I mean when I say them. 20% of consumers globally say that having to repeat themselves to different agents makes them want to scream. And 11% say they'd stop doing business with a company altogether because of it. So that's voice, but the same applies in digital channels, right? If a customer spent time using a chatbot to resolve an issue, it doesn't work out, and then they have to explain that whole issue and the whole chatbot experience to an agent, yeah, they're going to want to scream.
Yeah. I count myself as one of those people for what it's worth. So in this focus group of one, I can say 100% respondents agree. So yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, there's multi-channel/omni-channel, you know, not every brand is quite ready for omni-channel necessarily, but their customers are on many. There's also just in general, the rising expectations because, you know, consumers aren't just consumers of one type of product or service. They're consumers of all types. And so, you know, they see something, you know, the easy example is, you know, Amazon next day shipping, right? So, you know, Amazon does it. And now the expectation, no matter where you buy something, who you buy it from, small, medium, large business, your expectation is I'm going to have this, you know, on my door tomorrow. So, you know, how do businesses keep up with these rising customer expectations? And how does a business set itself up to keep up with continual improvement, even if they feel like they're a leader today?
That is a great question. And just to go back for a second to what you said about those rising expectations, I just ordered something not from Amazon and it was going to take a week to get it. And I was like, a whole week. And then I stopped and thought, wow, are you spoiled or what?
Right. Right. Yeah.
And this is what we're dealing with. And it's interesting because Forrester, they do their annual, you know, customer experience rankings. And they have found over the past couple of years that even these companies that are the tops consistently excel in delivering outstanding customer experiences, consumers are like, yeah, because they're so used to some of these top experiences from some organizations, it really makes it challenging for others. And so one solution is that agile, composable technology, because, you know, cloud-based technologies that are part of a robust ecosystem will allow organizations to respond to changes in customer expectations, but also market changes, competitor moves, and even new technologies. And if you look at findings from the State of Customer Experience, half of CX leaders say that the biggest benefit of cloud CX are better access to data across channels and the ability to add new channels, capabilities, and features faster. And so that's on the technology side, again, that agile, composable cloud technology. But on the other side, I'll go back to get the basics right. And then anything that you do to surprise and delight your customers will be truly surprising and truly delightful instead of potentially backfiring because of some basic interaction that went awry, like a dropped call.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we've talked about some of the good stuff, some of the challenges here. I want to end on a positive note here, though. So, you know, according to the report, it sounds like, and you referred to this earlier as well, it sounds like service is improving overall. You know, 73% of consumers surveyed for the report say they've experienced mostly good service in the past year, and 65% say they feel customer service is getting better. This is a great number to see, of course, for any of us in the customer experience, customer service fields, and particularly with so much change in recent years, whether that's the pandemic or staffing shortages and things like that. What do you think is contributing most to this increase in improved customer experience? Is it competition, like we talked about with the Amazon? Is it improved access to customer data and technology? What are some of the things driving this growth from your perspective?
I think definitely that improved access to data also, and really along with that, is that there's more personalization happening. So consumers want personalized experiences. In fact, the study found that 80% of consumers globally will buy more from companies that personalize their experiences consistently. And similarly, around a little bit less than 80% said that they would buy more often and recommend, and all those markers that you want to see. And when I talk about personalization, I'm not talking about marketing messages as much as we all love those personalized marketing messages. They're actually at the bottom of the list in State of CX. What consumers are looking for, 62% say that they want to receive services that they need in the channel of their choice, and they want to be connected straight away with the agent who can best help them. Now, CX technologies and AI can help enable this. Solutions like next best actions and predictive routing make consumers feel listened to and understood. And like I said before, they're looking for those empathetic customer experiences. And this is one way to deliver that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Genesis works with a lot of leaders, you know, leading companies, category leaders in customer experience. Where are these category leaders in CX focusing their efforts to try to stay one step ahead, you know, to the point of the rising customer expectations as well as the rising competition? You know, how are they focusing efforts to try to stay one step ahead and continue to drive greater CX?
Well, this is going to sound very familiar to what we've been talking about. 71% of CX leaders surveyed in the State of CX say that implementing a customer experience platform that integrates systems is a top technology priority for 2023. And that includes communications platforms, workforce productivity solutions, CRM systems, ERP software, as well as digital and voice channels. And then half of those CX leaders said that they're planning to connect data and technology to deliver that omnichannel experience that we've been talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Well, Ginger, thanks so much for joining the show. I've got one last question before we wrap up here. Both you and the report give a lot of great advice for CX leaders, but I wanted to ask one piece of advice you would have for brands that maybe feel like they need to narrow the customer experience gap between themselves and their competitors as they navigate the months ahead. What would you say to them?
I would say this. What you know about your customers is unique to you. Sure, competitors may know something about your customers, but they don't know the totality of a customer's interactions and experiences with you. Only you know that. So use that information to create what Don Peppers and Martha Rogers, who coined the term one-to-one marketing, call a learning relationship, and what we at Genesis call empathy in action. And that's basically listen, understand and predict, act and learn. Create that virtuous cycle of continually using the information that you and only you have about your customers to create unique, engaging and loyalty-building customer experiences.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful advice. Well, again, I'd like to thank Ginger Conlon, Thought Leadership Director and Customer Experience Advocate at Genesis, for joining the show. You can learn more about Ginger, Genesis, and the State of CX 2023 report by following the links in the show notes.
Thanks again for listening to the Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom podcast, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe on your podcast channel of choice and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkilstrom.com. That's GregKilstrom.com. To get a copy of my latest book, House of the Customer, visit my website or you can find it on Amazon or other retailers. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.